Time to welcome in our first guest of the morning to the Lowell Spinner Studios. Into the insanity steps Bridget Quinn, the director of the Volunteer Center at CTI Community Teamwork Incorporated, and arguably somebody who could have earned the title of my morning show co-host, because you've been here often enough through the years.
Absolutely.
How are you? We actually haven't chatted in a while. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah. You want to jump in on the airlines? Do you have a favorite airline that you try to make sure you always fly, or do you go for the cheapest, most convenient?
Fare. I think JetBlue pretty much taking the market.
What took me so long to get up to this? I had flown it once and didn't have a bad experience, but I didn't remember much of it except for the TV. But when it first came out, it had a bad reputation.
Right.
It is phenomenal now. I can do a commercial for them.
And I think that I just probably did this helped morning. Them. You absolutely did. They should really be sending you some kickback from this.
Their ticket sales out of Manchester and Logan are going to skyrocket. So you like JetBlue as well?
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering if I just got lucky and got the one nice, big, spacious plane, or if this was a common occurrence.
No, I mean, years ago, I think American and United tended to be on my forefront of who I'd prefer, but JetBlue, they just kick it out of the park at this point.
And I was kind of disappointed with Delta. They used to be the king of the skies, weren't they? And now they're like, yeah.
Well, they're paying a lot of restitutions for issues. So, that cuts into everything.
They just need to remember every now and then a 6'2", 240-pound, don't laugh at that, Gillymore or Bridget, guy wants to cram into a small seat. Bridget Quinn, of course, you've been with CTI for how long now?
Going on 3 years.
3 years and directing their volunteer services and among other things,
right.
Really. You've been joining us often to talk about some of the services available. And also to talk about some of the great events that you put on to help fund those services. One of our favorites to talk about is your annual comedy night, which is coming up on Thursday, April 11th. Do I have the right date?
It's coming fast and furious. So just a few weeks.
How many years have they been doing a comedy night now?
Well, we've made a big change in the last couple months since I've seen you. So normally it's our Big Brothers Big Sisters event, but now we have become Mill City Mentors. So that's a bit of a change for everyone. So you'll be seeing and hearing more of that. Basically, the only change is the name and the fact that we're expanding our services to service 7 to 22-year-olds. So with this change, we're really able to reach a lot more young people who are in need of good mentors to help them through those transition periods. Whereas Big Brothers, Big Sisters, we were really kind of capped at once they graduated high school, then they would graduate out. So
what type of services are we talking about here? Now, the name Big Brothers, Big Sisters, it people kind of knew you basically spent some time either weekly or monthly as often as you could with a youngster, but it was always a youngster. We're not going up to 18 to 22 as well?
Right. So basically what we're doing at this point is we're expanding our services to not only one-on-one mentoring for young people with a caring adult, but we're also going to start really doing some site-based mentoring where an adult can, you know, share an activity or mentor with two or three young people, and maybe we could do that in one of the schools or at one of our local, you know, agencies that serve young people to really expand those services, connect them with a caring young adult, and really help them transition through those times when it's most critical that they're not sure what to do.
So what types of things are you expected to do if you're a Big Brother, Big Sister? Mentoring, obviously, a big part of it. Are there other expectations that go along with it?
Or
is it totally kind of up to you how you choose to mentor?
No, I mean, we do a lot of intensive training with our volunteer mentors to make sure that they have the tools and the equipment, you know, to handle what may come up with young people. And really, we help support them throughout the match. So our coordinator has constant contact with the volunteer mentors, the young people, and their families to make sure that the matches and the friendships are going well. Mm-hmm. If anyone has any concerns, if things have come up, whether it be with school or social activities or anything like that, then staff is on hand to be able to walk them all through that and be able to navigate what's needed.
So you're not left alone out in the wilderness. There's support and also education and training that goes with it. Who's your typical mentor? Who falls into it? Male, female, age range?
What are we looking at? We are in dire need of more males. There are not enough males for these young boys who really, really need, you know, some guidance and
kind of an irony, because probably the lack of a stable male in the life is why they end up in the system, right?
Right.
So you really could use young males to get out there.
And it can range anywhere from college-aged, you know, usually the older college students will be interested in the mentoring piece, mm-hmm. right up through retirement age and beyond. One of the new things that we're also looking with the expansion of this program is that I also oversee our senior core programs, so our foster grandparents, senior companions, and things like that. So one of the main goals that I had wanted when I first came on board was to really bridge this program with my seniors and really create some programming and some events where the youth and the seniors in our community come together and really work with one another, mm-hmm. And have some, you know, good bonding time, because most young people don't have that older generation influence like I did growing up. And looking back, it was really critical, and it really was such an important part of my life.
Yeah, the best education is life experience.
Absolutely.
Where are these kids that become part of the program? Where are they living? Typically, are they in foster care?
No.
Is there a family situation? Where are they typically?
It's widespread. So some come from two-parent family households. Some come from single parents. Some come from, you know, they might be in and out of DCF custody, mm-hmm. Or intervention. So it just varies. And it's from all over the greater Lowell area. So it's our surrounding towns. It's Lowell itself. So it's really widespread, and for many different reasons why a young person would need a mentor.
And now let's talk a little bit about a fun way to find out more about these opportunities.
This is the best way to find out.
And, you know, laughter is the best medicine. Let's talk about your comedy night. Tony V is headlining, right?
He's amazing. So
Love Tony V.
He has been part of this for over, I think, 30 years at this point.
Yeah, we're going to have to give him a job title and a business card with the CTI
goodness,
logo
honestly.
On it, right?
He's amazing.
And he's been doing this for 30 years?
Yes. So our original board of directors way back when it was a standalone agency, connected with him and all of his, you know, friends, and they jumped on board, and he's stayed with them ever since. So it's really kudos to, you know, the board themselves, who had stayed on when we became part of Community Teamwork as an advisory council, and are still with us through this next transition to Mill City Mentors. And they're just a driving force. So they connected them with us, and these comedians are amazing. So Tony V and Rick Jenkins do so much for our organization, mm-hmm. with the golf and with the comedy. I mean, for this night, for the comedy, they usually will raffle off a golf outing with them at our golf event in the fall. So that's always fun, and it always brings in a ton of money. But it's a great time. I mean, they really do a lot for this program, and we couldn't be more grateful.
Good guys. Love to hear about people giving back to the community. All right, let's talk to folks who want to get individual tickets. Tickets are still available.
$35. Where can you go for a show and get some hors d'oeuvres and be able to do some live auction items?
Not just any hors d'oeuvres. We're talking Lindsay's.
Yes.
Lindsay's, phenomenal food. Lindsay's
amazing.
Catering, Lindsay's restaurant, phenomenal
the
food.
The staff out there could not be better. I mean, they always do an amazing job for us. We have pretty much all of our events there my department.
Smart
I do anyway,
move.
Right?
You could do a lot worse, right?
Exactly.
All right, so $35 tickets, they're still available. How do folks purchase them?
They can go online to Community Teamwork's website. They can call me at 978-654-5679. They can stop into our office. They can pretty much do it any way that they'd like. So,
right. And of course, we'd love to pack 200-300 people, whatever the capacity
Absolutely.
Is. Shh, don't tell the Drake and Fire Marshal. But also, as part of the fundraising effort, sponsorship opportunities, those are still available as well, right?
Yes. And our most popular one is the Slapstick Table sponsor. No pun intended, for, you know, our cute little names. But for $300, you and 9 of your friends can grab a table and have a great time.
That's a savings of $50, by the way. 10 tickets, absolutely. $300, instead of buying 10 individual ones
and
at $35.
And you do need to do that ahead of time.
Yes.
So that we can, you know, reserve your table and get that all set for you. But and there are some amazing other packages where you can get, you know.
I love the name. Who came up with the names of the packages, by the way?
They were already in existence, luckily.
Oh, okay. The comedy studio package is the top level. The stand-up routine. The slapstick, which you talked about, slapstick table. The political satire comic. The knock-knock jokes. And the individual tickets. All right. So sponsorship opportunities available. How about auction items? Somebody has something cool they want to give up. Some tickets to a Red Sox, Patriots.
That would be phenomenal.
Celtics game. You're still taking those as well?
Absolutely. You can call me, email me. Come by the office. I will gladly go out and pick up anything you would like to donate for raffles or live auction items.
What's the big prize? What's the one you're keeping an eye on? Now, you can't bid on these, right? Because you're – or can you? Will they take your money if you, like, are the highest bidder for the top
level? I'll
absolutely
take my own money.
You okay.
Yes. Yeah. But I try to, like, to let everyone else have the fun of that. So
what's the one live auction item that you would have your heart set on
well,
winning?
We usually have some getaways down in Florida. Uh-huh. We have some up north. So those are usually
okay.
Some real big ones to look at. And everyone has a great time. And it's always good when, you know, people who have come to the comedy nights and realize that their friends had a great time. So now they're bidding against each other and we get into quite the bidding war. So that's always great. But yeah, those are probably the big ones for us, the getaways.
Awesome. And one more time, if folks want to purchase their tickets or if they'd like to become a sponsor, purchase one of those slapstick tables for 10 at $300, how do they do so, Bridget?
They can call me at 978-654-5679 or go on to our community teamwork website under Mill City Mentoring.
All right. Bridget Quinn, Director of Volunteer Center at Community Teamwork Incorporated, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Good luck next Thursday.
Thank you so much.